It's the 13th day of February 2014. This is the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. So there is some news out of here today, and this 20-cent jump in the marketplace for soybeans, have you been able to get on the horn and find out why that happened?
Well, I think, number one is demand. I mean, our export sales are way above what USDA has on the books. So either we need to see some more cancellations, or overall ending stocks are going to shrink to unmanageable levels as we go into the summer months, or we're going to have to import a whole bunch of beans from South America. So it's still balance sheet for the most part. I think soybean inventory is out of farmer hands, so it's all in commercial hands now. So there's no farmer pressure or hedge pressure to come to the marketplace. The chart picture is beautiful for long-term moving average traders. It's been long for several weeks, and it just keeps getting longer. So I think you're getting a lot of technical buying coming in now. To kind of verify that the demand has been very strong. And, if we start breaking into new highs for the year on the lead futures, we start taking out 1251, beans has a tendency to move in 50-cent increments. So all your chart people are going to try to take a run at the $14 area. We'll have to see, you know, how that goes. But one thing I have picked up down here at the show is beans. It just seems like everybody's looking at increasing bean acres, moving back to a 50-50 rotation, whatever they were, whether they were 60-40 or 65-35, especially in the fringes of the high productive, you know, black soils of central Illinois and Iowa and Indiana. But so we are hearing a lot of bean talk. So that one's coming down the road. So I think that March report could show some pretty hefty acres in beans. And we may end up with a smaller corn planted number than what everybody thinks at this point.
When you start doing the supply and demand sheets for not this year but next year, what do you think they look like, given the number of bean acres you think might be on hand?
Well, if you know, it's all going to be spring weather pattern, and we got a ways to go to get out of the winter weather pattern, at least for now. But there's no doubt that we're headed to the point where we could dig ourselves a pretty big hole in beans. With all the conservation acres, reserve acres that have come out of out of the reserve and into production. I don't know, I think, what does Daryl have, like 7 or 8 million that has come out of production over the last couple of years? So those acres are most likely going to be beans because they're less productive type soils. And then if you get a lot of corn acres that had been going to corn the last few years because of the ethanol demand and the growing demand in the corn market, that switches over to soybeans. We could have a pretty hefty carry out as we go down the road. And it's been kind of my opinion, and this is just a general opinion, is that commodities would lose half their value off their highs that they posted here over the past few years. And corn had a high 8.5, and that makes it maybe 4.25. Our extreme low here just prior to the report was 4.06. But we've moved back into that 4.25, give or take, 15, 20 cents. Beans, if we would lose half the value on beans at $18, that says that we could slide back potentially to maybe $9, give or take 50 cents or 75 cents. But so beans are a commodity that has a lot of downside vulnerability. And the reason they do is that the $4 corn level doesn't work for a lot of guys unless they have land that produces high-end corn yields. So that's why they're looking at beans. They're cheaper to put in the ground, and the last couple of years they've had some pretty good bean yields. So I think that's what's drifting farmers toward the planting more soybeans.
And there won't be other crops that come back into those rotations. They'll stick with corn and soybeans and not look back to other things, for instance, in the South, rice or cotton more likely, or other.
Well, they'll put some of that. They'll see some increase back into cotton, but cotton is one of those commodities, once you get out, you really don't get back in it. It's so expensive to get back in it. And the farmers in the South with the irrigation systems has had tremendous success over the last few years of growing some pretty good yields. And, of course, they've been able to take advantage of the early harvest premiums because we had been in a very tight stock situation with ethanol plants operating. That is fading away very quickly because even with USDA's downward revision of ending stocks, that's still a very adequate number. So a lot of those early harvested premiums that the southern farmers have kind of grown accustomed to on corn may not be there. So you may see some switching over to soybeans in that area. I mean, I'm hearing that in Kansas also. Kansas is irrigated. Western Kansas is irrigated. And they're even talking about going back to beans, which is somewhat confusing to me because I talked to a farmer here a couple years ago out in that area, and they said actually corn uses less water than soybeans because you only need to keep the water on the corn maybe during a two-week period during that critical pollination period, whereas when you get into soybean flowering, you may need to keep the water running for a month or so. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, to say the least, and of course, weather is going to play a big role this summer. And you can already see what's happening in California, and that some weather guys are looking for that to spread on into the western Corn Belt. The aquifer is running out of water, and it's going to be interesting times, I think. Or let's say the interesting times in agriculture that we've had in the past 10 years is going to continue for a while, and a lot of price volatility.
Hey, thanks so much. Have fun at the machinery show there in Louisville.
Thank you, Todd.
Yep, that is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. He comes to us today from Louisville, Kentucky.